you all the glory. Thank you for this massive outpouring. We return all the praise and glory to you. And as I speak this evening, grant unto me utterance that I speak as your oracle, that your word goes forth on the morning forth, but light shines upon our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may all be seated quickly, 15 minutes. Hallelujah. Amen. This is crusade style. Huh? All right. All right. This evening, for 15 minutes, I want to speak on the sound of joy. All right. The sound of joy. Quickly. Psalm 89 and verse 15. Psalm 89 and verse 15 tells us, blessed are those, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Next verse. It says, in thy name shall they rejoice all day. And in thy righteousness they shall hear. On that year, they had what was called, during it, the Day of Atonement. And in that year, everybody was set free. If you were in debt, the debt was canceled. If you were serving somebody and he had held you bound in slavery, you were released. It was the year of Jubilee, it was the year of deliverance, it was the year of release. So what used to happen is that on the Day of the Atonement, which happened every year, but on this year, the high priest will go in, and once he has offered the blood and sprinkled it on the altar, and that sacrifice is accepted, the trumpets will sound, and trumpeters will go into villages and cities and announce with that sound Jubilee. And anybody who was in prison, the prison doors will be opened up, you will begin to rejoice. If you are in debt, you are free. If you are in bondage and you heard that sound of that trumpet, you let go of everything and you walk away a free man. The sound of joy he was talking about there is that sound of Jubilee. In other words, Jesus has gone into the holiest of all and he has sprinkled his blood. And he's saying, I have set you all free. But what I am waiting for, and the Father is waiting for, what he's waiting for is for the trumpet and that sound to come out in your life. Once that sound comes out, you are free. Everything Jesus bought will be seen in your life. He's waiting for that sound. Jonah was in the belly of the whale. He prayed. But he said, they that observe lying vanities and look around and judge things by what is going on around, they will forsake the mercy of God. He said, for me to get out of this belly of the whale, I need to make this sound of my deliverance. Wherever that sound is heard, God shows up there because the price has been paid. That's what in Isaiah 49 and verse, Isaiah 49 there, it says, the lawful captive shall be set free. Isaiah 49, 24 and verse 25. The lawful captive shall be set free. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive be delivered? It says, for thus saith the Lord, even the captives, which means somebody who is lawfully held captive, somebody who did wrong and is in bondage, somebody who is in debt to another person, it says, can that person be set free? Can the prey be taken out of the mouth and the hands of the mighty? It says, yes, they shall be taken away. All right, the prey of the terrible one shall be delivered. For I will contend with them that contend with thee, and I will save thy children. So the Father told Jesus, after the blood was sprinkled, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. But the Father is waiting for the sound. The Father is waiting for that joyful sound. He is waiting for you and I to blow the trumpet in our lives. and give a distinct sound and celebrate the victory of Jesus. Once God hears that sound, are you following what I'm saying here? Once he hears that sound coming out of you, then he comes to fight for you. Remember what Balaam said? They told Balaam to go and curse some the Israelites. Balaam came back and said, listen, the shout of the king is in them. When that sound is in them, you can't curse them. It is only people that are making the wrong sounds you can get to. Serpents can access people who the shout of the king is in. So tonight, shout off all the chains. Shout off. That's what we're saying here. Jesus has paid the price. If you have any form, all right? If you have any form, if you have any form of sickness in your body, Jesus has paid the price for that sickness. What the Father is waiting for is for the trumpet to sound. Once the trumpet sounds, everybody begins to go free. In other words, if somebody bought a slave the week before Jubilee and paid $1 million for that slave, once the trumpet blows, he says, okay, I am free. All right? You've lost. So God is saying this. Jesus within the veil has shed his blood. And he's saying, where is the trumpet sound? Wherever I hear that trumpet sound, I will show up in that particular place. The Bible says, lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lifted up and let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? Mighty in battle. God tonight in this place wants to settle all the controversies of Zion. Whatever you brought in this place, let the sound of the shout of the king come out of you, and that thing shall be judged, all right, by the Lord. That thing will be judged by the Lord. That is the sound that he's talking about. The blessed are those that know and understand the joyful sound. So don't make any sound again, all right? Don't make any sound of murmuring. Don't make the sound, all right, of a victim. Let the shout of the king be on the inside of you. The blood has been shed. Nothing else can be done. He said, sit at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. In closing, put up Psalm 81 and you'll see what God is saying here. Psalm 81. This is the shout and the sound. Sing aloud unto God, all right, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm. Bring hither the timbrel and the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow the trumpet in the new moon. One of the benefits of Jubilee was that it was a new beginning for everybody. Tonight is a new beginning for you. In other words, it's a new life that will come out. Blow it in the new moon, in the time appointed on the solemn feast day. For this was the statute for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob. Next verse, he ordained it in Joseph for a testimony when I went through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language I understood not. He said, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pot. Once that sound started coming out from Joseph, once it was no longer the sound of why did my brothers treat me this way, it was no longer the sound of why did they sack me, it's no longer the sound of why did they betray me, it's no longer the sound of why did these people walk out of my life, it is the sound that the blood has bought my future for me. It is the sound, are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. That I have my total redemption in Christ. He said, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pot. Next verse. He said, thou call in trouble, and I delivered thee because I heard that sound. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee by the waters of Meribah.